44 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's your third day of June already. Moving along on the month. Julie and James on the show with me this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
And James.
It is a way to get started. We haven't done Wyoming history.
Wow.
I know. Slacking. So let's look back on a few things.
What exciting things happened
in the last week? Well, 1874, Custer's Black Hills Expedition is organized.
Oh.
It was 1874. 1895, Charles Trabing of the firm of Trabing Brothers, Laramie City, died in Omaha last Sunday of blood poisoning.
Jeez.
I know. Mr. Trabing was one of the pioneer residents of Wyoming.
Wonder how he got blood poisoning.
No.
I don't even know how you do that now.
Isn't that sepsis today?
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, wait, no, I thought sepsis was blood, though. That's like
it
waste.
Is.
No, that's
like
cellulitis, isn't it?
Okay, you guys are going to get into medical. We're out of our league, so we'll stop there. Yeah, we'll stop there.
Call in
the experts. Let's get a doctor on with the show this morning.
And then we're just asking each other back and forth, isn't it?
If you're a doctor, call us. We'll get you on. 1891, Evanston has a flute band.
We're so back.
Lander has 400 residents. Okay.
What a thrilling day.
Yes.
In Wyoming history.
And 1930.
Evanston flute band.
Flute band. 1931, cornerstone laid at Sublette County Courthouse in Pinedale. Ever been down to Pinedale? Beautiful area down there. Mm. It's gorgeous. Beautiful area, Pinedale area. 1899, the Wild Bunch robs the Union Pacific Overland Flyer number 1 near Wilcox in Albany County, taking up to
$60,000. 1899, that was the tail end of that whole era, wasn't it?
1899. So a little Wyoming history to pass on to you on this Wednesday, June 3rd.
Who was in the Wild Bunch?
I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Well, you're the Google guy.
Yeah. Google guy in the corner.
That's why we're looking at you. Julie and I both look at James. 1964, Rolling Stones debuted on U.S. television. Yeah.
Was it the Ed Sullivan Show?
Dean Martin hosted that show. Wow. I remember this well because I was looking so forward. I was a huge, huge, huge NBA fan in high school and college. Not so much anymore. I'll watch a game. I really do enjoy watching the Nuggets games.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a huge fan. Knew all the players, all the teams.
Favorite team?
Oh, yeah. My favorite team was the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm. Julius Erving.
Yeah.
Man, was that guy a show? He could put on a show.
Yeah.
Play his dunks.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that was Julius Erving, Dr. J, man. 1980, NBA Board of Governors voted to make the three-point shot permanent in pro basketball. And I remember I was so jazzed. And I remember watching this the first day they implemented it. I watched a game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Philadelphia 76ers. Those guys were cranking from three-point range just to see if they, and they missed more, obviously, than they made.
Shot about 11% from
right. Now, if you don't shoot from three-point.
Yeah. If you're not shooting 35% or up, you're considered not that valuable.
Caitlin Clark.
Unbelievable
WNBA player with the Indiana Fever.
Mm-hmm.
She shoots from places that NBA guys don't even shoot from. If she gets past the center court, she's in range.
She's got the Steph Curry range.
Yeah.
But I'd say.
Hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay, Julie, sorry.
Hey, no. It's interesting.
Got off on the NBA thing.
I love watching
her highlights.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. Great player. And then you look at the stands of a WNBA game that used to have a handful of people in the stands.
It's only getting more popular.
And now they're chock full. I love it.
They expanded this past season, too.
Yeah,
so
they did.
More and more teams.
Yeah, they added more teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're using big arenas.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do, too.
I've always loved watching WNBA women play. They're only getting better.
I mean, get after it.
Love it. Okay, speaking of love, I love my dentist day.
Sure.
All right. Hey. All right.
Shout out.
Shout out to your dentist. Leave the office early day.
Okay. All right, I'll see you.
Sounds good.
Good talk.
James, you did that yesterday, but you went and called the baseball game.
I did work, though.
Yeah, you worked.
Left the office to go to James
was calling baseball from about 2 o'clock yesterday till about 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Doubleheader for the troops.
Mm-hmm.
They won.
Two wins.
It was awesome.
The first one was...
Both of them, 12-0, 11-0.
Yeah.
I know. Good job on the call, my friend.
Thanks.
Rotisserie chicken day today. I love rotisserie
chicken. I love a good
Love a good rotisserie chicken.
I do, too.
I do, too. It is good. Running day. There you go, Julie.
Yeah.
Go on a run today.
Okay.
All right?
I will.
Okay. There you go.
I'll see
ya. See ya. She's going to
leave the office early.
She's
going
to leave the office to go running today.
Yeah.
And then she's going to go have an egg. Egg day.
Oh.
Eggs in a bag, James. I already converted.
Eggs in a bag.
I already converted an employee on staff.
Who's that?
Try it out. Your sister Jill.
Oh, what are we doing?
Jill said she's a sold on eggs in a bag.
So
hard
gross.
Boiled eggs in a bag.
There's just something weird
about it. I know it sounds.
It sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible.
It's gross.
She told me. Sold. I tried it.
Just eat cheese.
I mean,
it saves you doing the whole hard boiling the water.
I know, but then don't
wait. What are they raw in a bag?
No,
they're hard
hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, well, you just said.
Well, it's egg day. I was just saying eggs in a bag. I should have said hard boiled eggs in a bag.
I know, and then you said boiling the water.
Well, when you have to take the time to do it,
they're pre-packaged. Hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, yeah, the convenience store
eggs. Yeah, that's what he's talking
about.
They're
not a convenience store. I go get them from Albertsons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no...
I mean, I would boil them and put them in a bag.
You know, I'm not going to the bar grabbing those...
Pickled eggs.
Yeah.
Next to the pig's feet.
Hey, you're not a few steps off. What's so different?
Sorry,
vapor,
actually.
Yeah. One's not coming out of a prepackaged bag,
you know,
I'll tell you that.
I remember going to the bars as a young one, and, you know, you look at those when you first walk in, go, ooh, and then by the end of the night, you're going,
you've had three.
Get me three of those, will you? Okay. It's egg day today. Tip of the cap. Converted one already. How many others are out there?
God, our office is going to smell terrible if we convert anymore.
I'll bring in the candles.
Nothing but prepackaged boiled eggs.
All right. Today, itch day. Isn't it amazing when you mention that? You feel like you got one somewhere?
I did.
Look at you just did. You just raised your hand to your forehead there. Itch day. All right. Repeat day, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey.
Maybe a song.
Bicycle day.
Hey.
Dang it.
Okay.
Leave work early and go ride your bike. Bye.
I know. I'm going to leave work early today. And go ride my bike. Julie's going to go for a run. What are you going to do, James? Just go home?
Probably go home. Yeah, I'll just leave early. I'll just leave early.
No, you'll go golfing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe today.
Okay.
No, I do have softball today.
So
oh, you got softball.
Do that.
All right. Softball. What team you on?
I'm on the Memorial Hospital one for co-ed and then the Coors Light team for men's.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Doing the double stack there.
I would have gone triple if there was a spot for leisure, but there was no spots left.
Okay.
I got a ton of people that signed up for leisure softball in Sheridan.
That would be me.
Yeah. I would have done it too.
Leisure.
More the merrier.
I was not a very good baseball player.
I mean, that's okay.
So I'd be on the leisure team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I could trot to the first base.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you'd probably be fine.
Instead of sprinting.
Yeah.
Although I'd probably try to sprint, then I'd pull my hamstring. It just wouldn't be good.
We had people the other day on one of the young teams, like they're probably 3 years younger than me, and Mark is his name. He's like the team captain. He was coming up to us. He was like, I got four guys that are pulling their quads, pulling their hamstrings. I was like,
I know. You got to warm up.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, if you don't do it a lot, and then you're running.
It is on.
Yes. So go easy. All right, World Cider Day. I like cider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cider's great.
Cider is good.
Not so much in the summer, but wintertime, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So But world cider today, so have a tip of the cap to some.
No
Rudy.
Apple cider in the summer for you? You're just thinking.
Well,
hot
it's warm
spice.
Apple cider.
I'm just
warm
thinking.
Cider was it warm? No.
No world cider.
Oh,
day.
World cider.
Yeah,
oh.
World.
Like warm cider. That would be a fall.
Well, if it's just wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's the difference between if it's just apple cider and it's not warm? Isn't that just orange juice or apple juice?
No, it doesn't no, transform orange
no,
orange
not
juice.
Quite, James.
Isn't, it's not just apple juice okay. though. At that point,
well, we'll have to
what
bring
makes it a cider?
How'd you do in biology?
Yeah.
Okay.
What makes it cider? I don't know what that means.
James,
it's actually strawberry juice.
Oh, really?
No.
No. See, I can't do this.
Dude, Julie pulling on his...
I don't know what's going on.
Hook, really? Line, sinker, James.
I don't know why it's really? Cider. Is cider just another word for juice?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know if you're saying yes for real or not now.
I know he can't believe us.
Well, I believe it's juice.
Look at his eyes. When he gets that look on his eyes, he's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? So you're just having regular apple cider. You're just having apple juice, I guess, if it's not warm.
Maybe there's
spices
that make
it. It tastes differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Speaking of baseball, have you noticed this? Because I know both of you are huge baseball fans. The two leagues of Major League Baseball, a state of imbalance. And what I mean by that is with the American League having four teams with a winning record, while the National League has 11 winning teams.
Wow.
That's the biggest imbalance since going back to 1997. And the reason they say the injury-plagued AL among them, much of the disparity is the result of changes made to scheduling after the 23 season, which drastically increased the number of interleague games per season. So they got hurt.
I guess, but I mean, I don't, it's not like the AL is drastically worse than the NL. There's one team that's really good in the NL, maybe two teams that are really good in the NL, but the AL... There's a whole division that's kind of
stacked.
There's
11 winning teams
in
the NL.
I think it's more the, well, I don't know. It's all, baseball's weird, man. There's nothing you can really pin down in baseball when it comes to that sort of stuff.
When's the next Troopers game?
Next home game?
Next home game.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they'll play the NL leading Los Angeles Dodgers. Should be a good one.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun to have a Major League Baseball team come up and play in Thorn Rider?
Not if you're the Troopers.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Good news here. Centers for Disease Control put a fraction of Americans who are smokers at 9% now. All-time new low.
Oh, I was going to say, I was wondering if that was low or high.
Low. Down from 42% of adults that did smoke in the mid-60s.
That's crazy to think about.
I would have thought it would have been higher, actually.
In the mid-60s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really happy that kind of a... good thing that our society has kind of pushed that away in general. It's like a consistent thing. Because 42%, I can't imagine, like, entire buildings must have smelled just awful.
The teachers
everything
was
brown.
High school, I
know. I know.
Everything was like yellowing and brown.
Well, when I first started working here 40-some years ago, smoking was allowed in the building.
That's crazy.
Wow. Seriously?
And yeah, I'd walk in and it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Because we had like three or four people that smoked.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, I hate to say this, they were kind of like chain smokers.
Yeah.
And it's just ripping like them. One after another. Ashtray on the desk. Yeah. I know, right? And I was just like, wow.
In a place where things can go up incredibly easy.
Yeah.
When
I first started
chain
working
smoke
here,
like that,
it's like, man.
Now if you see people smoke inside, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Even restaurants had the smoking and non-smoking, and there was just a glass partition that went halfway
up. Yeah, I know.
I caught
Why
the tail end of that. I went to a couple
that
places.
That was 90s.
Well, I caught the tail end, too. Here, there was a couple places here that were still doing that when I was like graduating high school.
There are a few.
Really?
There are a few, I believe, that still allow smoking in
Rainbow,
the restaurant.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bars are different. Bars are kind of like,
well, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, alcohol leads to...
smoking.
Wanting to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Just like me. That was my brother.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what it is. There's like a weird
My brother
there.
Said he would, he always craved a cigarette.
Yeah, after when you're drinking.
And he's like 6 years older than me. He doesn't smoke anymore. He hasn't smoked for a long time. But when he did, it was when he would have a drink.
Yep. It's a weird.
He said it would just kick in.
Yeah. There's some sort of
like,
brain connection there.
Anyway, enough on that. I'm glad to see it's going down.
Yeah, less than 10%.
Yeah, I know. Nine. That's awesome.
Did you say that's Americans, too? Because I know there's still a lot of, like, Chinese, European. Japanese, yeah, European culture that love to smoke.
Americans,
yeah.
Americans. Okay, man has been permanently banned at Six Flags Park. Eating chicken McNuggets on the Millennium Force roller coaster. You know,
you get banned for that?
You did.
Chicken nuggets?
Well, the reason being is they said that roller coaster goes 100 miles an hour.
So you can
choke. So what?
Oh, and they said choking hazards. So they didn't want people eating. So he was taking viral video of him eating chicken McNuggets while on the ride.
I'm thinking, what if it falls out of your hand and smacks someone behind
you? Or if you're eating, and then you're like, oh, I got to throw up.
Thanks for the chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
All right. Julie and James, have an awesome. Going to be a great day. Go for a run today. Julie, James, go
play softball.
Go play some softball today. I'll go for a bike ride. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming Source for News, 8 a.m.